Thanks for choosing this conversation from KAXE KBXE. We're an independent community radio station. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in good times and in tough times. We know the importance of connecting to each other, hearing our friends and neighbors, their stories, their troubles, how they're getting by. We know how important it is to know community news and state news and national news and hear fun stuff like trivia shows and great, great music. Become a member, do what you can, KEXE.org.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bapa baby, bapa baby, bapa.
Oh yeah.
Bapu baby, bapu ba. Time to talk fishing.
Little piece of Gary.
Yeah. It's a Thursday morning show. It means it's time to check in with our friend Jeff Sundin, our early bird fishing guide. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. You're welcome. It sure is nice to look outside and see snow on the ground again.
Isn't it sweet? It's just a sweet, sweet sight. But you have good news to report.
I do. It took me a little while to get somebody who actually said, I know the answer to your question, but I finally found somebody. Did you know that just about everybody that works for the DNR is working from home these days?
Yes.
And most of them are not taking phone calls. So it's a little tricky to get the information that you're looking for sometimes. But I got a hold of information, I guess you'd call her a specialist on the COVID closures and how it relates to the fishing opener for the state of Minnesota, and I was given full assurances yesterday that the Minnesota fishing opener, without a doubt, will happen. So if
Fantastic.
You're sitting around wondering and you haven't been able to get a hold of any news about that, it's about as good a source as I can come up with right now. And now this applies to state-owned, so if it's a Minnesota DNR boat access and the parking areas and all that, those will definitely be open. She was not able to speak to county ramps or ramps that are owned by municipalities, things like that. So the rest of us are still going to have to find out on a case-by-case basis. Let's say, for example, in right in our area here, we would have some of the ramps are owned by Itasca County or Beltrami County, and do a little bit of checking. We all know that Coochin County decided to close their ramps up on the Rainy River during this early part of the spring, so this could happen in other areas. We'll have to take that one day at a time, but at least we know most of us can go fishing someplace.
Yeah, we might have to be a little safer, but we can still get out there.
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking about that from the safety point of view. I think most anglers are pretty familiar with what happens if you get within about 25 yards of another boat. You already are getting the cross-eyed look, and sooner or later, if you get close enough, what I'm getting at is there aren't very many anglers who are going to wind up closer than about 25 feet away from each other, unless they're the same people fishing in your same boat. So I think it's going to be pretty easy, the social distancing thing out at the landings, even at a busy landing, I was scratching my head and trying to think if there have ever been any times when I thought anybody was really in my face, you know, at a landing or, you know, so close that it made me uncomfortable. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it, and I couldn't think of a single angler that's ever done that. So that's, in my opinion, I think most people that go fishing have enough common sense to be able to take care of. Now, there's a few people that I've been a little closer than I wanted to be to a few of the invasive species people, or game wardens, that sort of thing. So maybe we'd get just a little bit of extra space to work with some of those folks.
So Jeff,
not everybody.
So Jeff, how does this affect you personally or anybody that's in a boat? If you got a 16-foot boat, you're only having two people in there. And then a second part to the question, how is this going to affect all the people that have launches and things like that, where maybe there's 10, 12, 14, they're just going to be able to limit to 10 and keep distance?
Everybody is going to have to go on their own best case-by-case basis. I just, there will be an article coming out in the Outdoor News in the next week or so. I just got done doing an interview with them a couple of days ago, and those were the questions that were all being asked, you know, how do you plan to, not so much whether or not you can go, but how do you plan to operate? And, you know, in my particular case so far, I'm lucky because I don't depend on any preseason. The closures on the Rainy River affected friends of mine. They've already lost some business, but it hasn't touched me just yet. And, you know, my policy is going to be pretty simple. If you don't want to come, if you feel like if it makes you uncomfortable to come up, then I'm not going to hold you to it. If you've got a deposit down on a trip or whatever, we'll fast forward that to another date and, you know, wait until everybody feels a little bit better about getting close to each other and so on. But for the most part, you know, in my case, I've got a 20-foot boat. I can keep two people safe enough distance away from each other. And when you're outside, it's a little less concerning. You know, your big problem is being cooped up in a small space with people and everybody is breathing the same air. That's a little easier to get away from when you're outside. But there'll be some concerns. You know, we'll have to keep the surfaces a little cleaner than usual. And, you know, I guess it boils down to just we're all on the verge of witnessing a rebirth of good manners in America.
It's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move into Ice Out. What are you hearing?
No, already last week, after we got done talking on the radio last week, I drove down to the cities, and on my way home, there was already open water up in the Zimmerman area, and it's spread now. There's open water on most of the small lakes as far north as Princeton and up into Malacca a little bit. And I noticed earlier this week there was a post by a friend of mine that Winnipegosh was still locked up tight and people were using ATVs to get out to the middle of it. But I got in the truck yesterday morning and drove around a little bit, and the water is really catching up with the shoreline areas now. That there may be enough ice to get out and fish on the ice if you can get out, but it's going to be really quick here now before there won't be any access to the lakes, because that 50-foot band of water around the edge is going to prevent you from being able to access the sheet of ice. And then we get a couple more of those windy days like we had yesterday, and we're going to watch things break up. I had my official prediction was April 26th, and it looks like if I'm going to be wrong this year, it's going to be that it's going to happen earlier than I predicted instead of later.
So, Jeff, you got some ideas for people who want to maybe fish from shore?
Yeah. During the next couple of weeks, you know, just to get out of the house and go do something, I was looking around at some options, you know, locally here, some of the little bays and lagoons that, you know, Pokegama comes to mind right away because a lot of people are familiar with that. and know some of the areas that I'm talking about, these little offshoots, these inlets that they open up even while there's ice out on the lake. If you can, the foot traffic places in these little lagoons, you almost within a day or two of when they open up, the fish move in there and make a little feeding run. It's not the traditional spring spawning time. It's just when they come in, the first sign of open water, the first bait fish and insect hatches and things like that. They run in there and have a little feeding frenzy. So kind of keep your eyes open as you're driving around. Watch for these little spots that, you know, close to the road, maybe come in off the lake 100 yards or something like that. And cattails usually are surrounding them, or bulrushes, that kind of thing. Soft, muddy bottom areas are all good places to look. And there's quite a few of them in the area. You just have to kind of snoop around. And then a friend of mine, despite the ramps being closed up on the Rainy River, they just put their barbecue in the back of the truck, and they drove up there and found themselves a parking spot, and they fished from shore. And I would say they probably didn't catch as many walleyes as you ordinarily would catch if you could put the boat on, but they caught fish. And there's a lot of river and a lot of shoreline up there to be able to walk up and down and do that sort of thing. So that wouldn't, if you're kind of bound in the house and going stir crazy or whatever, weather comes back out, gets nice again, I wouldn't mind the idea of running up there. And then same thing is true over on Lake Superior. It seems odd to be talking about, you know, shore fishing on such a big lake, but this time of year you get a nice day with a wind blowing off from the west shore, and folks catch lots of salmon, and they get some steelhead, and other rainbow trout, right from shore. Simple fishing, bobber, 3 or 4 feet, small jig below that with a wax worm on it, cast it out, and if you don't catch many fish, you still have lots of nice scenery to look at, and it's a good way to get outside.
How about some people who want to stock up on tackle and bait? Any suggestions?
Yeah, well, there's locally here, we're lucky because we have one outfit that's open, you know, that I don't know if I want to make a commercial just for one place or whatever, but, you know, some of the hardware-type stores that have a little bit of everything and they're still open, a lot of them have got bait and fishing supplies and things like that. But I've noticed, too, now, just by being forced to do things more on the computer, there's a lot of the smaller bait shops are getting hip to the idea of having an online presence. So before you jump, you know, and get on Amazon or something like that, check and make sure that you don't have a local shop that you can just go on their website and order some things. And a lot of them are going to get the idea right now. The first time that I ever really thought about that was shopping for something, drill for my auger, which is kind of a hard one to find. It's not stocked in a lot of shops and things like that. So I was surfing the internet and trying to find one on Amazon or whatever, and I wound up getting it from the bait shop in Park Rapids. They had it, and you could just get it right off of their website. So check that out first, too. And when it comes down to trying to get, you know, your small fish hooks and tackle supplies and things like that, there is one website that I kind of like because it's just right to the point. It's called LureNet.com. And you just, they don't sell anything on there except fishing lures. And so if you want to buy a Little Joe spinner, they've got that. If you want to buy a plastic worm from Yum, they've got that. If you want to buy a spinner bait or whatever, they've got it all broken out by categories. And it's simple, it's effective, and it's direct. So I kind of like that. LureNet is a good thing to check into, kind of watch for stuff that you need, you know, basic stuff. Try that one out, too.
All right, that's bound to make you feel better.
That's like people who That's like people who have gardens. They get to get those seed catalogs. You just you must just lay there with your little laptop and just scrolling as you're laying in bed, scrolling.
Why are you imagining Jeff in bed?
Jeff's looking for new.
He could be sitting at a table. That's what I'm going to imagine, Jeff. I don't know what's wrong with him. Jeez.
Well, the sitting at a table is that's a good way to do it because my wife is on a work from home. So she commandeered my office. So now whenever I'm doing anything, I'm literally sitting at the kitchen table with my laptop.
Yeah.
And like John said, scrolling. I've been trying to find good news.
Keep scrolling, baby. Yeah. There's going to be good news the next page you turn. But I tell you one thing, there's going to be no shoreline fishing today unless you're one tough hombre. It's cold out there.
Nothing worse than seeing spring and then having winter come back for a little while.
But. I know. Every year in Minnesota. But oh well. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much. We'll check in with you next week.
Yep. See ya.